Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Good morning, video games. Welcome to another episode of Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games hosted by three very kind and knowledgeable boys. My name is Tommy Dasilo. Sitting opposite me, you know him.
I was looking around, but no, I just realized that I wanted to get a glass of water.
It's too late. It's too late for that.
It was just three words into the intro.
Yeah, I know, but
it's
like
looking around.
It didn't become real to me that we were starting until Tommy started talking.
It's like
there's a thimbleful left in this glass, mate. It's been next to my bed all night. Do you want that?
No, that's fine. And also now people know we're in your bedroom.
Yeah.
Yes.
Special, oh, what's this?
Special.
That's a water bottle. Oh no, there's a bit of like lightning. That's fresh. I bought that this afternoon.
All right, you can have this? That. Is yeah. That all right? Oh, thanks,
let me drink that while I introduce you.
Oh no, it's calm.
You know him from his Flintstones fan podcast. It's called Having a Gay Old Time with Adam Knox. It's Ben Vanell.
Yep. It is called that, but it's not about Flintstones.
Yeah, but I do host it with you, Adam Knox.
Yeah.
Mm.
Live from Bedrock Studios.
Yeah.
Speaking of rocking the bed.
Speaking of which, Adam, look what I just bought on the way here.
Oh, wow.
I think we talked about this ages ago. It's the DC reboot of the Flintstones.
Yeah, we did. That looks bizarre.
It's really fucked up. All the men are like real, real buff.
Yeah.
Like it looks
very
like,
unrealistic.
Yeah, you know that. What's that? It's an actual. It sounds like something I'm making up, but it is an actual style of thing. It's like a Japanese illustration style of like really buff men like wrestling each other. That's kind of like. It's meant to be kind of like a homoerotic kind of art. Wow.
the way that you said it's meant to be as well, where like it doesn't work on me.
I sounded like someone's kind of homophobic uncle who's just seen his first gay person like a week ago. Now look, I don't know what they're doing over there. It's not for me, let me tell you that. I don't know. I just went and dropped a lot of money. I got the new Scooby-Doo Apocalypse as well, just kind of
Scooby-Doo Apocalypse.
Yeah, man, look at it.
I remember hearing about that one as well.
Look at how weird it looks. What are they doing?
That's bizarre. Oh, yeah, Shaggy's got a fucking dumb mustache, the little curly shit.
Yeah, I hate those. He looks like a hipster.
So it's
like
this whole kind of hipster. It's this like weird Hanna-Barbera universe reboot thing that DC have decided to do that is it's so weird. It's so fucking weird.
Yeah. It's so irrelevant to whoever would be buying them.
Yeah.
I can't imagine who.
I can't imagine anyone buying them beyond like what I just did, which is just kind of like curiosity of like, what even is this?
Yeah.
You're right. Fred Flintstone is really buff in these. And then Wilma is wearing a very tight dress.
Mm. Yeah.
And boys are doing her some favors.
What are you saying, Chief? She needs a flattering dress.
Well, I'm
dress.
Just saying, I'm not so into the men, you know. Tommy.
Well, there's a bit in one panel where they're at an art gallery, and there's a character like, you know, they've still got a bit of the old like, you know, the pelican as a dishwasher or whatever.
Yeah.
And there's a character standing behind them in one panel going, "Mind if I vape?" It's like, what?
Wow.
It's not even like trying to make a joke and make it prehistoric in any way. Like literally just going, "Mind if I vape?"
Fuck.
Maybe they just know that nobody's fucking paying attention to this. Like,
or that the only people who are reading it with any sincerity vape.
Okay, good point.
Whoops.
Oh dear.
Oh no.
You startled him.
Oh, sorry.
Give me that back. I'm gonna put that in a plastic cover and save it and sell it. For
it is beside your bed.
$1 million in a few years' time.
Oh.
So you guys wanted to talk about a game that you've been playing recently.
Yeah. Knox, you
don't
you
all talk at once.
We just did. Knox, you recommended this to me.
Yeah.
Do you wanna give us the scoop?
Well, I'll say it's called Inside, and I would firstly say I recommend just playing it.
Yeah,
it's like 2.5 hours long. If you like anything that with side scrolling or puzzles or like good art or like video games, basically,
yeah,
you should probably play it. And if you haven't done that, maybe skip the next bit because it's 2.5 hours long, so it's tough to talk about without wrecking at least a bit.
Yeah, because I think that's fair.
I think it's like it's the sort of thing where because it's so short partly and because it's so densely packed that you talk about anything and it's all spoiled a little bit because it's about the story.
Yeah, it's like one long experience that gets better as it goes based on the things that have happened already and the atmosphere, and it's not like there's no levels, there's no chapters or anything. It's
right.
Just
and anything you describe from it is going to be spoiling an aspect of it. So I would say like pause this podcast if you have an Xbox One or a PC that could play it.
It's
Steam.
Like $20 on Steam or something.
Yeah,
and just play it now and then
come back.
Well, I'm PS4 land, so I'm a very long time off being able to play.
Yeah.
So I don't give a fuck. Spoil away. All right, fuck me up, fam.
So should we do that?
Yeah, I'll put in the timestamp and everything.
Yeah.
So you can skip ahead. So inside.
Right. Mute this podcast. Read that great new Flintstones comic that came out.
but keep like glancing back to your little phone and our little pictures just to remember that we're still there.
Yeah. Yeah. Watching over you.
Yes.
It's really good. So it's like, did you ever play Limbo?
Thank God people turned off.
Yeah. And finished. We should just put the timestamp right there.
Yeah, and now a second timestamp.
What if the biggest spoiler you could give out was whether or not something was good? Like, what if enjoying it was so key to the experience of enjoying it?
I had a great time, but I knew I would, so it sucked. It'll probably come to PS4 at some point. You'll be able to play
it.
What it is, did you play Limbo?
No.
Okay.
And I didn't play Limbo either.
Really?
Okay. Say, yeah.
Limbo's worth playing.
Yeah.
It's not quite as good. It's this 2D side-scrolling thing where you're this little boy who you're given no context. You just come out of the bushes right early and walk down through this forest, and there are these like government-looking types who are clearly out to get you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're searching for you with flashlights and dogs and shit.
It's sort of it's set out, so it's 2D, so it's like...
Wait, is this Limbo or Inside?
This is Inside.
Oh, okay, right. So, I thought you were describing Limbo.
A lot of the stuff that happens that kind of gives context to the story is like a plane, you know, a plane backwards or in front of you. So it weaves in kind of characters and context that way.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like you're running into a thing and then you hit X and then a message pops up.
No, there's no dialogue. Yeah.
Right.
Everything's kind of...
It's all contextual and you just figure it out based on what you're doing. And so like at one point, there's a bit where you have to match the marching patterns of these like zombie people who are being sort of paraded in front of who are clearly these like rich families with these masks on.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to match their patterns or else they'll figure out that you're not one of the zombie people.
Right.
Yeah. And so you're never really told what any of that is.
Yeah, yeah.
You get mind control over some of the zombie things, which leads to these really cool puzzles where you've got to, you know, move them around, and then like different stages of like one of the other zombie things gets into a helmet and has mind control over a third one.
Right.
And so you have to, it goes.
And again, it's often like something will be in the background controlling something in the foreground or vice versa.
There's these fucking awesome, just like every section is never outstays its welcome or anything and has like this one idea that it does really well and then moves on.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So there's like this underwater section where first you're in a submarine and it's cool exploring it and stuff, but then this like fucking, like the girl from The Ring shows up, but she's a mermaid.
Yep.
And is kind of scary.
That's literally what it looks like. Yeah, it is. So it's the tone is like sort of weird survival horror kind of.
Yeah.
And the start of the game, it kind of seems like a running game. So like an endless runner kind of thing.
Because you're jumping over rooftops.
You're jumping over things, you're getting away from people, but then the pace slows down.
And it's 2D, right?
Yeah.
Well, kind of. It's 3D graphics, but it's all on a 2D plane.
Yeah, sure, yeah, sure,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah. So it slows down and it becomes all like puzzle based.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
These fucking awesome, I really like this room with a big sort of like drilling mechanism that was like bashing the ground, like fracking or something. And then afterwards I played Inside.
It's like it's shockwaves.
Yeah.
I thought like anytime you're outside a cover, you know, you'd have like a warning sound and then like a boom. And I thought you were getting shot like with bullets.
Yeah, no.
But it's not. It's like...
It's this huge shockwave coming up this big drill.
Yeah.
And it's really cool because everything, it like takes all the audio out and then it goes like boom, boom, like that. And so you've got to kind of get the timing in your head to know when to dodge from cover to cover.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then you're making the cover move. So you can do it. You're pushing things that'll slip if they're in the wrong.
Yep.
So there's a different little clever puzzle at every bit along it. And that's why it's only about 2.5 hours long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is because it's so...
That's great though. I mean, we talked about this with Firewatch at the start of the year. It's just so refreshing to have something that you can just... sit down and do, and not everything has to be this, you know, take up your whole fucking life.
Oh, totally. It's literally the length of a movie, and it's so good for it. Like, it definitely adds to it. The ending is really cool and has, like, some of the best animated thing. I won't say what that is, like, even if people are listening to this, it's worth not. But it just, it looks great. It's got kind of a sense of humor at bits, like a dark humor. Like, especially that last bit, the way that the people are reacting to you is kind of funny.
Yeah, totally.
And yeah, it doesn't make a huge amount of sense, but it looks incredible, the art, and it's really good. And I think you'll like that.
Yep.
Man, I'd love to play it, but yeah.
Yeah, it's not out on PS4.
It's going to be a while, right? Before it jumps over.
I mean, they haven't definitely said that it will be as well, but this is what happened with Limbo, the last one, is that Microsoft, like, gave them a bunch of money to make it an exclusive for a bit. So
Right. Okay.
It'll be on PS4.
Yeah, like a timed exclusive, I think they call them. Yeah.
It'll
yeah.
likely be on mobile eventually, Limbo was, and it's the controls aren't particularly complicated. It's like two buttons and the stick.
Is it worth getting... Is Limbo on... Can you get it on phone?
Yeah, you can.
Is it worth it?
I don't know. It'll probably translate all right.
Mm. I might play it on the phone,
But you liked it?
Yeah, it was like 6 years ago that it came out, so I don't know.
You're getting very defensive about this game and whether or not you liked it. What's going on here?
Yeah. So there's these two people and they hold a stick and you've got to get as low as you can underneath it. Hello, everybody. Welcome to 2010. The jokes that people made about Limbo back in 2010. Oh, I sure hope there's no tsunamis soon. It's 2010.
That's great. That's
like a tragedy.
Like, yeah, it's contextual storytelling, like inside. It's very good. Yeah.
What's something that happened after 2010 that you would warn people about if you were back in 2010?
This podcast?
Yeah. This is the Flintstones reboot.
But yeah, it's great. And Limbo's pretty good too. Limbo's not as good. Like, it's more of a thing of where it gives you like a little room and basically you have to get through it. And it's about dying from something and then remembering where it is.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So, and that happened in Inside to me a lot. I don't know if it happened to you, but I died a lot during the puzzles. A
couple of times with the underwater woman.
Couple of days.
Couple of days when I ate a
beautiful.
We were watching Kangaroos.
What?
This won't make any sense to people not from Australia or people from Australia. A lot of them. But we were watching Kangaroos. Had like a Kangaroos. A bit of just Google him.
Context.
Yeah. Just spend a couple of days looking into what he does. And you'll get it.
Look up his music video.
He's Australia's that's Austin Powers in many ways.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. There would have been a lot of like bosses who dressed up as him at Christmas parties.
What, a lot of fruit and vegetable shop owners?
Yeah. I wonder if fruit and vegetable shop owners like hated him. The Kazakhstanis hate Borat.
Toscano's hates him.
Fuck me.
But yeah, it's worth looking up his.
What if we got him on this podcast, Mark Mitchell?
Oh. You know what? I think he might be here. Hey, hey, Con. Yeah, how you doing, everybody? Oh,
what was that?
I got a bit of a cold.
It sounded like the Godfather.
It's me, Con the Frodo. Beautiful.
I should ask my housemate because he used to work in a fruit and veg shop.
Yeah.
Mark Mitchell would come in regularly.
Oh, really?
Oh,
everyone would be like
holy research.
Well, that's what's so funny about it.
like it makes sense that Mark Mitchell needs to still eat.
Like, yeah, of course. Yeah. Like, but if you played a character that like was affiliated with a certain product or a certain thing, a certain specific shop.
Yeah.
Yep.
Every time you had to go into that shop, you'd be like, oh, fucking hell. Like, you know what? You had this character that was like, he worked in a shoe shop. Every time you got to get new shoes, you'd just be like, fucking hell, here we go. You go into fucking Platypus or whatever, and they're like,
do the catchphrase.
Little thing, you're idiots. Great.
Could you be any more the Chandler guy? We play Chandler. Where are your friends, buddy? Anyway, welcome to my dildo store.
So it must be for like with Seinfeld, anytime he goes to get food. What is this, monks?
Yeah.
he gets a plane,
Hey, we better not give you the peanuts, huh?
Fuck.
You're gonna be judgmental about it. You slippery fuck.
Whoa. Okay.
Taking our planes and then using it for your own material.
Anytime he sees a bee would be awkward.
Anyway.
Yeah, he's at the supermarket buying honey, and behind the cashiers is like, you fucking love it, don't you? Fucking love it.
Anytime Kramer goes anywhere now, because everyone knows he's a racist.
Mm, yeah.
Make you think. So we should talk about this last week. We did our episode last week.
Yeah.
And then
it was on the eve that we recorded it of the release of what we were talking
about. In typical fashion of this podcast, we did an episode. Some huge news broke almost immediately after the episode, and then we put it up and rendering it immediately obsolete before it even hit the airwaves.
I think that we recorded it and the news came out and then we released the episode.
Like 2 days later.
Yeah.
It was one day later, but it was later.
But if you don't know when we recorded it, we look like fucking idiots. Like not only are we not even mentioning that it's out.
Yeah.
Just completely tone deaf.
We talked about the Flintstones for 15 minutes.
I think that our listeners would not be surprised if we just didn't bother to talk about it or hear about it.
Yeah.
For the next month.
Yeah. They have pretty low opinions on our knowledge of video games.
But we know it's out. Tekken 6 has been released about 4 years ago.
But now is the time to talk about it.
That's we should say we stockpiled a lot of episodes 4 years ago, and then this is literally the first time we've seen each other since.
Yeah, that was in preparation for me going to Japan in 2016.
So we, Pokemon Go came out the day after we recorded our last episode. Mm. I'm looking forward to Pokemon Go 2 coming out as soon as we hit.
Oh yeah, they'll release a patch or something, and we'll just have no fucking idea.
So it came. Well, okay, so it came out the very next day, and I personally was like, that sucks that it's come out the day after we've done this, but we'll just play it, and it's probably only about 5 minutes to talk about the next one anyway.
Yeah,
who cares?
Yeah. It'll be like the Miitomo thing or whatever, where it's like, it's
since
no.
Since then, within literally less than a week at this point, it has become fucking massive.
Yeah.
Like, it has dominated my Twitter feed, my Facebook feed.
Yeah, they're filming pieces for actual TV news about it.
Yeah, the Channel 9 News did a segment on what is this? So the first,
mobile, it has more active users than Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah.
It's insane. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
So it came out to give
fucking crazy.
So to give a bit of context, I think we actually talked about it on maybe even the very first episode of this podcast.
When the trailer was out or whatever, we definitely
very early
talked
on.
About it.
So it's basically it uses
and
the
I
GPS.
Was very skeptical.
You were extremely skeptical.
I did not think it would work or take off. It's nice to be proven right.
It uses the GPS in your phone. It uses the maps function basically,
and the camera,
and you bring up a map and you can see nearby, a street away from you there'll be some little leaves rustling or whatever, and if you walk to that location a Pokemon will appear. It then uses the camera on your phone and you're looking at your screen at the real world and there's a Pokemon there and you can catch it, and obviously there's more advanced mechanics to it than that as well, but in a nutshell that's what it is.
And they sort of aren't in a weird way a couple, but that's basically where it ends. You catch the Pokemon and you get it.
Yeah, you don't even use your Pokemon to fight them, to
there's
weaken
none
them.
Of the
you
battling oh well there's like
no, you
gyms
battle.
Where
you
sort
can,
of battle
you can but if you're when you're like catching in Pokemon in like the handheld games, you fight one, you weaken it, then you throw a Pokeball at it. But this
but even then,
literally
like,
just...
You can't just go and battle it. Like, if we were sitting here, which we are...
if we were sitting here...
We can't just battle each other now.
We can do stuff on this bed if you want.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Let's do some Flintstone-style wrestling.
I'm about to squirtle. Never mind.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
I'm going to mind. I do mind.
Mr. Mind.
Oh.
Man. It's, so it came out. I got it. I downloaded it. I did the first little thing of it. And then I went to Sydney the next day.
Yep.
And had a busy afternoon there. And so I didn't really get
what
to look at it again.
What did you do in the afternoon?
I went and did an interview on Triple J Radio. Oh. And then I went and recorded an episode of my other podcast.
Oh.
You must know.
Wow.
And
I'm
then,
sorry I asked.
And then immediately following that, where I'm like, finally, some time where I can just like get up tomorrow and see, test this Pokemon thing out.
Yep.
Go for a little walk around in Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday night, about 11 p.m., I go ahead and drop my phone into the shitter.
Oh, there's a Krabby in there.
I love that we all three of us were like part of that as it happened.
Yeah, so what happened was I was walking into the toilet at the Comedy Store, and in a group chat that we're all in, a friend of ours, Pete Jones, was in Perth doing some gigs, and he said, get a load of this guy who just went on before me at this gig. It was a man in a dress wearing a crocodile mask. And relevant to this show, the mask was in the style of the video game character Croc.
Yeah, yeah. It was PS1 classic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I'm walking into the toilet. I'm about to put the phone away. As I'm standing over the bowl, that picture comes up. I fucking lose my shit and drop it straight into the toilet. And have either of you ever done that? Is what I would like to know.
I've never been as stupid as to do that.
You learn a lot about yourself, yeah. I'll say.
Like what did you do? What was your immediate reaction?
I would have said there's absolutely no way I would ever go anywhere near a toilet with my hands or head.
This is a public toilet too. This is
a public toilet. Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, it's yeah.
Is it backstage or is it?
No, it was in the main.
Okay, then that's right. A public toilet.
Yeah, that's yep.
It was sort of like how you hear stories about like when their kids are in danger, like parents can summon up superhuman strength to save their children.
Yeah.
It was like that. Like as soon as it fell out of my hands. No rational thought, just pure instinct.
Fuck.
Fucking right in there. Both hands, most of my head, just right in the bowl after it. Right in there after it.
Yeah.
And so I got it out and for the first minute nothing had happened. And I was like, fuck, I've done it.
Yeah.
But did you try to turn it back on straight away?
It hadn't even turned off.
Oh, right. So it was still just...
It was just covered in water. Still.
Yeah, it was just covered in... So I took it over to the hand dryer and gave it a good blasting.
Yep.
And then,
then afterwards you got your phone.
And then a few minutes later...
I'm going to get to five by the end of this.
Screen's off. And it kept doing that. It kept trying to restart
again
and again and again. And I went, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
And this is the annoying thing. When you drop your phone in water, everyone around you, no matter what time of day or night it is, everyone around you goes, put it in rice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Put it in rice.
Yeah. I think
put
I said in that rice. In that chat.
Yeah,
and it's it's 11 o'clock and we're in a fucking bar. Where do you think I'm getting rice from right now? It's infuriating.
Yeah. Oh, rice delivery. it's not dry rice. I was going to say you can get rice delivered.
Yeah.
And could you just ask them for dry rice?
Don't bother cooking it, mate.
Yeah. Don't cook it. I want to do that.
Special instructions.
I reckon
I've
you
fucked
could have done
my
that.
Phone. Just go straight out of the pantry and bring it round.
Yeah, I bet they do that for you.
Maybe.
Yeah. If you pay them, I'd do it.
Yeah.
If you pay them.
A Tupperware container full of dry rice.
Yeah.
Start
I'd
up
bring
a
you drugs if you pay me enough.
Okay.
Start up a
Anyone
business.
Listening.
What else would you deliver if I paid you?
Whatever you like.
Whatever I like?
Yeah. And then when I'm finished, I'll bring you a delivery. That's three.
Didn't,
that one wasn't
that
good.
That one didn't
when
even
I'm finished
make
sucking
sense.
Your dick for delivery, I'll bring you a delivery.
You should just buy heaps of rice and put yourself out there. It's like, hey, man, I know what it's like. You got to put in water late at night. Yeah. You need some rice.
Yeah.
You need a rice man? Hey, guess what? I'm the rice man.
The rice man cometh. Mm. That's your business name.
Zibbity bitty ba ba da ba.
Whoa.
I'm the rice man. Anyway.
They book you in and then you'll arrive a minimum of 20 minutes late after they've booked you in.
Yeah. And you'll have asked for rice, but I bring just like three tennis balls or something. It's always wrong. I the night before last got a halal snack pack.
Oh, so good.
Yep.
Normally, turns out the sauce, major part of them, because they just brought it with no sauce.
Oh, really?
Of course the sauce is a major part of it.
Well, you'd have thought so.
They brought it with no sauce and then they gave you the snack pack?
Oh.
Yeah, sure.
That's not bad.
It's better than his last
it's like
one.
Rooting even than not coming is what I was.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was. I couldn't eat it. I mean, I did, but I didn't. I didn't enjoy it.
Did you kind of feel like getting one after this? What are you doing after this? Do you want to go get one?
Nah.
Okay.
Because I ate one 2 days ago, and I've already eaten today.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Fuck. All right, this isn't a podcast. We're just having a conversation.
That's what it is, my good man.
Yeah.
Sorry, but this
anyway,
is,
my
this
point
is...
being, so I finally I get back on. I
oh
get,
yeah.
I get a new phone. I get back on Pokemon Go. Now I got to say, people are loving it. I think it's cool. Like in theory.
Yeah.
Like the actual thing of it. Pokemon pop up and you're just looking at them in your bedroom or whatever. I think that's cool. I think
that's the least cool part about it.
I just realized it's a Snapchat filter.
Kind of.
Yeah.
It's a Snap. Yeah, that's why I think it's partly so popular as well, is because there is no game to it.
I got to say, I think pretty much everything else about it sucks. It is. You see these people who've caught like fucking 100 so far and they're all at super high levels. For me, it's so fucking buggy and the servers are so shit and it's so slow.
Constantly signs you out.
Yeah. I don't get how anyone has been today's been the best day I've had on it.
Mm.
And like even that has been like, yeah. I just don't understand how these people are getting it to work so well.
Well, like, and it's just like, even when it does work, there's nothing to it.
Yeah,
you know, like
it's well, I think that what there is to it is the thing that we had no idea would happen and had no way of predicting is the social stuff. So yeah. Like the teams, the gym functionality is like, if you like beat a gym leader that I think is not a person, you can like take the gym and you have a team that kind of runs it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when people come to that gym, they have to fight all of the people who run it, and then maybe they can take over the gym themselves.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, it's almost, so this company, Niantic, have made another thing before this that was the same idea, just without Pokemon.
Oh.
Sorry, you had to, so you had to go around to locations. It was called geocaching. Or I think that might be what the idea as a whole
was called. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so you go to a location.
Oh, yeah!
It tells you to go somewhere, and it's the same thing. Where I think we should change. I'm just gonna push on.
Change our intro song today.
So you go to this place with this old one, and if you stand on that specific spot, the same thing as a gym, you claim it or whatever.
Well, that's what Foursquare was kind of like as well, right?
Foursquare,
a little bit. That was never like gamified.
In the same way. But you could, like, there would be a mayor, and if you checked in more times than them, you'd take it over.
Sure,
and stuff.
But the thing that happened with this fucking
Foursquare was one of the few social media fads that I've ever looked at from day one and gone, no fucking way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty weird.
It constantly tracked your location and broadcast it to people. Like, it's...
Well, and even, like, I feel like, and, you know, no offense to you if you were this person, but, you know why I've got a problem with you.
Is this a YouTube streamer?
Like, no, the amount of people who go like, here I am at the great show I'm at this beautiful restaurant. Hello.
Yeah, well, now that's just built into Facebook and it's the worst part of it.
Show off people.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
The
smell
thing that
you
happened,
later, Melbourne.
The thing that happened with this geocaching thing is that not often, to be fair, but because there might be a spot in like the middle of a field, this happened a few times that someone would like set up barbed wire. Secretly,
right.
An ankle height, or dig a pit, and
right,
stop people from getting there. And now that it's Pokemon,
and it's funny that happened once with that company, and they're like, "Yeah, well, we'll go in again on this."
Yeah, exactly. With one of the most popular like franchises.
You know that barbed wire pit game we've got? Let's market it a little closer towards children.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to sort of track the timeline of it kind of taking off over this last week. So I remember, I remember, like, first of all, a few memes went around about it. Which
there
got
was
me
a lot of the photos of like, uh-oh, there's a Pidgey behind me and whatever.
And then it was those things, but putting something else instead of a Pokemon.
Exactly, he's a real turtle and going like, my Squirtle looks fucked.
I saw one that was like a nude woman and a Charmander on her butt, and the text was, when you're about to smash, but Pokemon is live. That's fucking great.
That's very
I saw
good.
Someone did a thing of like, they'd put... that their Pokemon had appeared over the photo of Harambe in the paper.
That's pretty good.
So that piques my interest.
I just realized
maybe there's something to this.
Yeah. A podcast recapping the memes of the week would be fucking good.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to turn this into.
Yeah.
Well, let's do it. I'm happy to make that what this is.
Yeah. We'll have a segment. We'll have a weekly segment.
Okay, great.
That could go for an hour.
Welcome to Pepe's Corner, everybody.
So then the next thing that started going around was a lot of pages. People started sharing a lot of like workplaces going, you're not being paid to be here catching Pokemon.
Yep.
A lot
yep.
of cities, like their public transport systems, would get online and go, "Hey, idiots, pay attention when you're walking in front of a fucking bus."
There were those couple of stories where a kid found a dead body.
Yeah, well, we had that weird progression of like day two or three, people were making jokes like, "Oh, someone's gonna like walk into traffic," and then it starts happening, and then like someone finds a dead body.
And then it was a lot
like
of people going,
later.
"Why the fuck are all these people standing here and wanting to know about that?" So then it spreads further to normal people, but it is normal people.
Yeah.
If you're a person who's not walking around looking for fake monsters, you're a normal
person.
Well,
here's like my experience of it was my girlfriend like hearing about it and me kind of being like, oh, here's what it is, and her being like, so there's going to be like nerds walking around now everywhere? They should stay inside. That's where they belong. To like 2 days ago, she's taking my phone and playing Pokemon on it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like,
I was going to say, I've met your girlfriend, bit rich, but anyway.
Well, I'm just reporting the facts.
because the gyms, right, and a lot of the stuff, there's like little landmarks where
you
can go and get items, and they're just clearly just based off some world database of landmarks or something like that.
It looks like places that might be reviewed on Google Maps.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And there's a lot of murals. So maybe murals, some art website. Yeah. Maybe there's an art website.
Well, there was a story that now there's the next kind of part of it website. Is that there's a couple of there's a couple of stories that have come out about people who, for example, there was a guy in the States, I think on Sunday, who lives in an old church.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a converted church. But it hasn't been a church for like 10 years or something.
Yeah.
But whatever database that they've plucked this data off, it's it still doesn't listed have it on as a church. House. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's like, why the fuck are there like 50 people at the front of my house? And it was like, he was live tweeting it and there was this huge, huge, huge crowd. And it is kind of an interesting thing where he was going, I don't know how to opt out of this. Like, I never signed up for this.
Yeah.
This is like kind of an invasion of my, like my house is on this fucking, people are coming to my fucking house to do this.
Yeah.
It's kind of a pain in the ass. Mm. And he went on the website and there's just no info for him. There's
you
just
spray
no.
Spray him with a hose.
Huh?
Yeah.
That's all you have to do. You
yeah.
Spray him
go
with
and,
a hose.
Go and try and make eye contact with them.
But no, that's the thing is a lot of people have been, and this is actually kind of nice as well. And I don't want to downplay this aspect of it.
Oh yeah.
By doing something like that, for example. But there have been people who've been saying that people having depression and social anxiety and all this stuff have just been playing this game, and it has actually been making them talk to people more than they have been
so
for years.
At the same time that story started going around about the guy in the church, that was the other side of it, was people going like, oh yeah, I'm out, I'm walking around, and you look at it and you go, wow, that's really great, that's really cool. I was at the State Library today.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like it. There were so many people out the front, like all on their phones. All
they were all holding these Pokemon signs that said free the refugees. I don't know why, how. They were all there.
They had all these book-shaped Pokeballs, I think.
But yeah, it was crazy. Like people kind of... And yeah, like that side of it is cool. But then there's been other stories, who knows how true they are, about people getting robbed. Like, because you could just pretty easily look up and go, oh, wow, there's going to be a heap of people here.
Well, yeah,
just with their iPhones
with their
right there.
Out. Yeah, yeah. Or some cunts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Because, there's that thing
Oh, yeah.
This guy gets it.
There's the lure thing.
Yeah.
So you can like set up your own kind of like landmarks or stops or whatever.
No, I think you attach the lure to another. To an already existing.
Oh, okay, right.
And it makes like heaps of.
It just makes more Pokemon show up. So more people will show up there.
Yep.
And it's been real good for Nintendo. Their fucking stock price
has
gone up.
Yeah.
It's been it's crazy. Like I kind of think the explosion of the game over the last like less than a week kind of almost mimics the explosion of Pokemon in the first place when it first started.
Yeah.
But just in a very accelerated rate.
Oh, and it's already like it's gotten to the point where it's, you know, the fucking smug newsreaders go, a monster in your pocket?
Yeah.
Well, you better believe it.
Yeah.
And also I've got a phone with the Pokemon game in there.
The first
one was my dick.
Did it. Well, this is my thing.
I was watching Koshi the other day on Monday morning talking about Pokemon going
on
like,
Sunrise.
All these people are out here doing this stuff, eh? That's pretty silly for all these people to go out into the cold for a silly reason, while behind him there's like 30 people holding up like good morning sunrise.
I am alive. This is what I do.
I mean the whole kind of there is a lot of that weird stuff where, like, if you're playing it on the tram, you know, the screen that you go onto to catch one, you have to be like, I've had a couple of things where I've had to be phone, like, right at someone.
There's a Venomoth up your skirt, sorry.
On the way here, like, there was a woman standing with her back to me and the Pokemon was, like, on her back and I caught it. And then when it goes into the Pokeball, it zooms in.
Yeah.
So it just zoomed right in on her ass. And I was just there going, fuck, man, if anyone sees me, like, I'm done. Like,
it was a little Diglett as well, so it looked even worse.
But my thing with the game, the other thing is, it's the most un-Nintendo thing that they've ever put out.
It's literally un-Nintendo. Nintendo had nothing to do with it.
But they still, I mean, they farm a lot of their games out, but it still has that kind of, you know, it still has a certain level of kind of presentation.
Well, sort of, but it's the Pokemon company who were just part owned by Nintendo.
Sure,
yeah.
And so then they completely fed it out to this Niantic company. Like, so it's two steps away from Nintendo.
I gotta say, the interface and the presentation is dog shit.
Yeah.
The music sucks. There's no tutorial, which is so
That's un-Nintendo. The biggest thing. I don't get how it's exploded so much? It's so inaccessible.
It's so weird.
It's not, because it's all fairly straightforward. Like, it's pretty natural, like, oh, I fling the ball. You know, like...
Yeah, I had no problems with that, but that's
going to the poker stops and having to flick the bean.
Yeah.
The little... You have to spin the picture. It took me, like, 3 days. Someone had to tell me
but
that.
But these are sort of natural phone things that people have been doing for ages. I think some people have it, like, especially Snapchat sort of people, because I remember looking for those Snapchat filters, being completely unable to figure them out.
Sure, true.
Then you've got to, like, stick two fingers up your butt or something.
Every other game, no matter how simple it is, will still give you a very brief tutorial.
Absolutely, but again, I'm not convinced it's a game. It's more of like a social media weird thing.
Sure, but
you know what I mean?
Again, my point is, it's just any for something that has Nintendo branded on it. It's such an un-them thing to do.
Yeah. Sure, I just think the
map screen looks like shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I hate it.
Yeah,
you know what would have been cool? I wish they had done this. I just wish Nintendo had put a bit more of their...
Like a little 8-bit look to it or whatever.
Yes, it would be so cool if they'd modelled it on the Game Boy the way
that's a great point.
Would have been cool. Because this is the other thing I think is really interesting about it. Like, in a year where we're about to have a largely unnecessary Ghostbusters reboot, and, you know, looking down right now at this Flintstones thing, the Scooby-Doo thing, I think this is an example of how to do nostalgia kind of perfectly, because it's taking the thing that you loved from when you were 12 years old or whatever, and tapping into when you were 12, like what you used to think would be the coolest thing you could do with it, which was imagine if this was real.
Yep.
And then just like applying the technology that we have now to kind of like realize, you know, the dream that you would have had for it when you're 12 years
and
old.
And it is smart because I've only got that first 150 in there, which like I think it would... People would give less of a shit about this if you had that fucking bundle of keys or whatever they've done.
Yeah.
The little... There is one that's a bundle of keys.
Yeah.
Bundle of keys.
That little... There's one that looks like he's from the Clan.
Yeah. That is pretty cool. But surely they'll bring out patches and they'll... I think...
Yeah. Or you'll have to pay... Like, they've monetized it really well.
Yeah, what do you have to pay for?
You have to pay for items. So you have to buy Pokecoins and stuff.
So like the lures and stuff.
Yeah, right.
And the little candies that you feed to level them up.
I believe, I think like you can buy them or you can find them, but if you buy them, then everything goes
quicker. I think it's weird that the thing you can like plant a thing to make more appear in your area for half an hour. And it's incense.
It's crazy.
Where the fuck did they get that from?
I never really understood.
It's not part of the original games.
No, or life. Like, doesn't incense kind of like smells nice and keeps bugs away? I don't even know. Like,
it's like a sexy thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who you been fucking?
Incense saleswoman.
Funny name?
Yeah. She's a fisherman.
Why'd they pick incense though? Like, it just...
Yeah.
I think that might actually be
Pokemon
in the games.
Food.
I think incense might be in the games. And you feed them candy.
Yeah.
Pokemon candy, which is from the games as well. But whatever. You know, with the monetization stuff, because I've been talking to more people than I normally would about like mobile games and stuff over the last week.
Good
because
for you.
It is. Yeah, I've been really trying to get out there. Incense saleswoman says that I should be out more. I'm like, no, let me just stay here while you go out fishing. But in terms of like, you know, I always used to wonder who the fuck buys this like, you know, $20 Candy Crush pack or whatever.
Yeah.
It turns out it's heaps of people.
Yeah.
You know, I was talking to Rose, who, you know, I won't say her last name in case you don't, but you know who I mean.
Mm-hmm.
She...
Rose Byrne.
Yeah. I was talking to Rose Byrne, the actress.
Yeah.
And she said to me, Adam, God, you're so handsome. Why can't I be with you? And I said, I'm with incense saleswoman, Rose. I'm sick of hearing this from you and every other starlet in Hollywood. Margot, shut up, Margot. Robbie in the corner.
Oh, Margot, Robbie. Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Rose Byrne kind of sounds like a pseudonym for an incense saleswoman.
Oh, yeah.
Hey?
No, it sounds like a brand of incense.
Yeah.
Rose Byrne.
You'd never put the word burn in your incense. You'd just leave it at Rose or whatever. You wouldn't go like, yeah, but what if they don't know what it's for?
It needs a tutorial.
Pyromaniac's gotten loose in the Botanic Gardens. Copper Whiff.
His name's Copper Whiff. Anyway, whatever.
Cunt, please.
So, yeah, it's I don't know. It's struck a chord for some reason. It is partly the nostalgia, like you were saying. It's partly because it's such a simple thing to wrap your head around.
Yeah.
And that people are kind of making their own games up with it.
Yeah.
You know, like that.
Well, I saw that they reckon there's going to be an update coming that'll get like a leaderboard and you'll be able to trade them.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's going to be interesting to see like over the next 6 months And this has always been the thing about, well, the drop-off. I mean, my housemate was talking about it with him. He was like, it's just a fad. Like, you know, people will get over it and stop playing it eventually. It's like, yeah, but that's true of everything. Yeah.
Totally. And to go with this as well, like, this thing's just a fad. Like, you remember Pokemon in the 90s? What a fad. It's back, baby.
Well, it feels like to me almost like it is a new social network kind of thing.
Yeah, totally. Much,
yeah.
And it's weird.
And
that
I feel like I'm too old to maybe buy into that at this stage.
Yeah. Or, I kind of think what would be cool is if they started to build a bit more of that stuff.
Well, it's fucking insane
like
that they don't have that.
To your Facebook a little bit more.
That's the big thing that's missing from this is that, like forget the battling and the trading and everything. Like, the thing that people have latched onto, and maybe it's because they realize it'll just happen on Twitter anyway, but the thing that people have latched onto is the social aspect of it.
Yeah.
And there's nothing in the app.
You know what? There's
no text chat.
Like, it's so weird how, because again, I know I keep harping on about it, but it is, that's why I love Nintendo, is their presentation, you know, regardless of the content of the game, is always so meticulous. Like,
this just flat out isn't Nintendo.
Character design looks like your options that you get to choose your character to start is dog shit. And given that they just bought out Miitomo, and Miitomo did pretty well for them, I think, generally speaking.
Yeah.
Why can't you just import your little Miitomo into it?
Or just let you use
that would be cool.
People would be way more up for using a Facebook photo or something. If you could do the thing where you plant the photo of your face onto the model of
the avatar. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Given that it's shown that people kind of like all that, really being able to customize and you get to choose what skin tone, eye color, hair color, and that's it.
Like two outfits or something.
Which just basically changes kind of the color, puts the stripe
around the that makes it hard to buy in as well for me. It's like,
well, really care. You can't super personalize it. Yeah.
I
guess. And the biggest thing for me is, honestly, maybe this sounds curmudgeonly, but I don't want to walk around all the fucking place talking to a bunch of people going like, hey, you got a Rattata? I don't give a shit.
The time I caught the most Pokemon was when I was driving and I was looking for them at red lights.
Yeah, that's... Oh, sure. Sure, it was just a red light.
It was. Well, I'd be dead otherwise. I'd be wrapped around a tree.
I found... I was just looking at... Because I only just got to the level where you can use gyms.
Right. I'm not even at that level. I'm at level 4.
Who did I there's like a gym near here that's run by a guy who has the username Durry Guzzler.
Oh, nice. Oh. Yeah, great. He's got a bloody bigger... He should have one of the coughing or wheezing. Those.
Oh, yeah,
Are all 150 in there?
I think 151. I think Mew's in there as well.
Oh, wow, all of them.
But probably just like on the top of Mount Kilimanjaro or something. That'd be cool.
Yeah, much info come out about like... The area, like
you get magic carps down by the docks.
Exactly,
and stuff.
It's like it's.
You get what down by the docks?
Hmm. Oh well, that's where I met. What was her name? Incense saleswoman. Oh, yeah. King of improv. My name on Pokemon is King of Hot Takes.
Oh, by the way, there was a story today that, and again, getting back to, because this is what fascinates me. So all the geo sign up stuff,
right?
That people, you know, didn't get a say in.
Yeah.
The fucking Holocaust Museum is.
Fuck me. It's just going to be like an API, like a Google Maps layer or something. Yeah. And they've just gone, can we use this? I think, because it's starting with like Google, so it's like they have some
very involvement. Problematic for them, and you've got to wonder.
Yeah.
And now a business is going to be, you know, what does this open up? A business is going to be able to pay money to them to become a gym so that people have to go there.
Well, apparently it's been really great for small businesses. Mm. That people have been wandering into these shops.
Instead of going to malls or whatever.
Oh, yeah, you're already there and you might never have walked past it or looked at it. But when you go down, you go like, oh, there's a stringy outside of the... Yeah. You know what I mean? The stringy fucking guy. Yeah. Tangela.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I do think it's
I thought
cool.
you meant Caterpie. Yeah.
No, Tangela.
I mean, we always talk about kind of the worst side of video games is the kind of like the Xbox Live, like the headset kind of...
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, you know... This kind of getting people out to like pubs and, you know, maybe they are, of course, there's going to be some weirdos there. That's
totally
true of any group of things. But I think this is a cool thing in that it's going to kind of weed, you know, that out. And also, it'd be interesting to see this kind of thing without this license on it. Like just other companies going, oh, okay, this is kind of a cool.
Well, there's, I was working at a company. I was working in a bridal shop
Greens.
In Flushing, Queens,
Not Greens, Queens.
I was working somewhere like maybe five years ago, and we were trying to build or get funding to build an app that used this kind of functionality,
right.
So augmented reality for news.
Oh yeah.
And real estate.
In what way?
So you would
point it at the wall and see a car crash. But what do you like? How?
No. You'd be walking through the city and it would be like 2 hours ago. Yeah, like maybe it would be like 2 hours ago, car crash here, or like festival in 3 days, like all that kind of stuff. So like events and things.
Right.
That's okay. Cool.
Yeah. And we just, we couldn't get the money for it, but we were talking to developers who were doing this augmented reality stuff then.
Well, they've been doing it for years. Yeah.
And I've started to see it work in travel apps. Mm-hmm. So when I went back to Japan recently, there was an app where, it's like the Pokemon one. You hold it up around you and it shows like little restaurants, facts.
That's cool.
Recommendations
that's cool.
And stuff. So
bit of history.
Yeah, exactly. And it's, I guess it was bound to happen that someone would have this really smart idea of making it a game and making a lot of money out of it.
Yeah.
Well, these are the, apparently something to do with the people who made Google Maps in the first place.
Right.
And there's this weird shit that I don't really buy into that much of this guy having ties to the CIA and the whole thing's a data mining operation to get photos of the inside of everybody's houses and stuff.
But again, you could say that about almost any...
You literally can say it. Like,
and people do. Like,
just accept it. You know, our privacy's gone.
Yeah,
we're living in 1984, and I mean, baby, I love it.
It is really weird and cool, having grown up, through the 90s and stuff, seeing kind of like sci-fi and seeing photos on Twitter of groups of people huddled around with their heads down. Like, it's kind of weird to see.
It was bizarre today turning up, because I go to the State Library a bit, and usually there's a couple people on the grass eating lunch or whatever. Mm. There was a huge crowd of people all standing around, all looking at their phones.
Yeah.
And as I walked up the steps, you just knew immediately. It's like, I know definitely what these people are all doing. I know for a fact. And just like going and looking over their shoulders and all of them. Yep, yeah. They're all on Pokemon.
It's just good and lucky that it's not something horrible. Like, it's just, it's someone's tapped into that for a Pokemon game, which is great.
Yeah, but I mean, anything can become horrible.
That's like, true.
Yeah. And I've only ever...
We're so early on in the life cycle of this too. Yep. Like, we're not going to... It'll kind of be fascinating to see. I was saying this to you last night, Ben, like, how, like, the benefits of, like, people getting out of the house and walking around, interacting with people versus people being able to rob other people and people's privacy with their geolocations and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of the end balance is, like, how it comes out of the wash.
I've only heard positive things about people actual face-to-face interactions.
Yeah. I think it's
meeting up. Yeah.
It's because of the kind of people who are drawn to the app. It's not literally anyone. It's not like Facebook where people can use it for nefarious reasons. Mostly like
it's a fun little monster
catching. So I suspect that the bad stuff will happen by people taking advantage of those people.
I
assume.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Giggling about.
Yeah.
I had a joke, but I don't want to tell it. I'll tell it. It's just a fun little thing about catching monsters. Nothing's ever gone wrong when someone's out there thinking they're catching monsters, although that is what Hitler thought he was doing.
Oh, that's...
It's not a good joke. I told you I didn't want to tell it.
Offends me on every level.
Did you learn that one today when you were down at the Holocaust Museum catching a Zubat?
So everyone hates the yellow team, but I've just re-downloaded it.
Oh, yeah. What, you deleted it?
Yeah, I did because I was in Mount Eliza, and so there was nothing there.
Wow. Right,
because it's a very barren place.
What are the team? Because I only just got asked to join.
There's blue, yellow, and red, and I think
so.
People,
I joined red.
Valor and some. What are they? Fucking.
Well, I think red are the cunts, yellow are the dorks, and so like red Slytherin, yellow's Hufflepuff, and blue is a different one.
Okay,
great.
Probably Ravenclaw, and there's Gryffindor equivalent.
I joined red because
people
like
in real
red.
Life are never Gryffindors.
Yeah.
See, this fucking map is just, like, I'm sitting here on the bed and he's, like, he's just, like, running on the spot.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Fully stupid.
I mean, that's partly a GPS problem, though. Like, how's he going to know, you know, the technology is still magical to me.
Mm.
You know? Like, open your eyes, guys. We're living in the future.
All right, we're just sitting here staring at our phones. We got to wrap this up. That's I reckon that's enough chat on Pokemon Go. Look, like I said, it's going to be interesting to see, you know, what more happens now as patches come out, as people start to kind of do their own thing. How many, estimate this, around the world since it came out, how many fucks do you reckon have happened with Pokemon Go?
We talked about this last night as well.
Pokemon Go fucks.
Yeah.
I wonder if there'll be any fucking Pokemon Go babies in like 9 months.
Oh, that'd be horrible. I reckon it's happened, but I reckon they've used protection.
Yeah.
So there's no babies coming.
And we should say, if you're listening, you should use protection.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Unless they're really hot. Then it's probably fine.
Or you just can't be bothered.
Yeah, unless it feels worse. Then never do it.
All right. We've still got some listener mailbag stuff from last week.
We've got heaps, actually. Yeah, yeah.
But this was a breaking announcement that we had to get onto a week later.
Yep.
What do we got? Yeah. Ben, give us the socials. I'm through through pretending that I can remember.
Filthy Cast Pod on Twitter, Filthy Casuals on Facebook, Filthy Casuals Pod at Gmail. I'm at Ben Vanell. You're at Dasilo. He's at Adam G Knox.
That's right.
That's all you need to know.
You got a polywhirl near here somewhere.
Do I really?
Yeah. Hello.
Oh no, he's like 3 footsteps away.
All right, and as we always say here at the end, the Filthy Casuals every week.
Gotta go get them Pokemon, boys. My mind has been in the mood. In the memory, you overflow. Wanna be your superhero, or even if I tumble fall.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.